Welcome to The Deep Dive, a deeper look at sermons from Faithway Fellowship Baptist Church.
It's great to be here. We have some really rich material to get into today.
We absolutely do. Today we're focusing on a series of sermons by Pastor Tim Travis that, I mean, they really seem to strike a chord if you're trying to navigate this chaotic and, honestly, sometimes hostile world.
For sure.
We're looking at three main messages: advantage, duty, and balance. Then fixed hearts and firm faith. And finally, the foundation and fruit of a fixed heart.
These are heavy hitters. And just to set the stage, Pastor Travis is drawing deep from Daniel and the Songs, and he's using the King James Version text,
right, which
gives it this very poetic, sort of authoritative backdrop to what are, you know, very modern struggles.
Exactly. And before we get lost in the weeds, because you know I love to do that, I want to remind everyone listening right at the top, if you want to hear the full sermons, and really you should.
Oh, absolutely.
We're just scratching the surface here. They're all available on YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Just visit faithwayfbc.com for all the info.
Right. What we're doing here is really just pulling out the key themes, but the original delivery has a power you don't want to miss.
So let's frame this. So the learner listening today, we want to unpack three things. First, what Pastor Travis calls the Christian's advantage. It sounds a bit competitive, doesn't it?
It does, like you've got a leg up.
Yeah. Second, what does it mean to have a fixed heart when life feels like you're trapped in a dark cave? And then finally, how that internal stability,
how
it creates a legacy for others.
That's a great roadmap. And you're right about that word advantage. It does sound competitive. But what's so fascinating is that it's not about being better than anyone.
No.
It's about having access to truth. He starts this in Daniel chapter 1. He says Christians have this distinct advantage because they know the truth in a world that is just deeply confused.
I caught that. He contrasts the world's confusion about, you know, where we came from.
Origins, yeah.
With the Christian certainty.
Exactly. He says, if you don't know where you came from, if you think you're just, you know, the result of a chemical soup and millions of years of accidents, it just leads to confusion about who you are.
An identity crisis.
A massive one. If you're an accident, your purpose is whatever you make it up to be. But Pastor Travis argues that knowing you were created by God on purpose, well, that gives you a baseline of peace the world just doesn't have.
And then there's the freedom aspect.
Oh, this was a huge point. He brings up John 8.36. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
But he makes a critical distinction, I thought, because freedom to most people just mean I can do whatever I want.
Right, but that's not it at all. Pastor Travis explains it's not freedom to do things, it's freedom from things. He breaks it down into three chains. First, you're free from the penalty of sin. That's the big one.
That's the foundation.
But then, and this is interesting, he says you're free from the slavery of religion.
Which you don't always hear a pastor say.
No, but he means you're off the treadmill. You're not trying to earn your way to heaven through good works or rituals. You're free from that exhaustion. And then finally, he talks about freedom from the fear of death.
He mentions how paralyzing that fear is for so many people.
It's the ultimate unknown, isn't it?
Yeah.
But he argues that for a believer, that fear is gone. And if you're not afraid of dying, you just live differently. That's a massive advantage right there.
And the other piece of the advantage was access.
Direct access. This is a huge claim. Christians don't need a human go-between. They can come, as the Bible says, boldly unto the throne of grace. It's like having the CEO's direct line.
Which brings us right to Daniel. He's the case study.
He really is. I mean, think about the scenario. Pastor Travis paints this picture. You have these four young men, probably teenagers, ripped from their homes, carted off to Babylon.
And Babylon is not just another city. It's sensory overload. A heathen nation.
And here's the key part he focuses on. No parents, no godly standards around, no one's watching. It's a complete moral free-for-all.
The ultimate test of character, right? Who are you when no one is looking?
Exactly. And Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself. He didn't just go with the flow because the guardrails were down. He used that advantage, his knowledge of God, to set a boundary.
But this is where it gets tricky. This is where that balance part of the sermon title comes in. Because it's so easy to set boundaries and then become a total jerk about it.
Or to become so rigid that you're just unusable. Pastor Travis talks about this delicate balance of being in the world but not of it. He warns against two extremes.
The holier-than-thou trap?
Yeah, that's one. The other is becoming so much like the world that you actually cause other people to stumble. There's no difference.
He used that really wild modern example to illustrate this. the AI deepfake story. Did you catch that?
I did. It's actually terrifying, but it's a perfect illustration. He told the story of a woman who used AI to put her husband's face on another man's body to accuse him of cheating.
It's unbelievable. I mean, that's not sci-fi. That's happening now.
And his point is, in a world where you literally can't trust your own eyes sometimes, believers have a duty to walk through this mess without tripping other people up.
So be uncompromising in your stand, but humble in your walk.
That's it, exactly. He said, you might offend people with the gospel. The truth can be offensive, but you should never be offensive in your personality.
Okay, so that's the public side, the advantage, the duty. I want to shift now to the internal side, because this part about the fixed heart was, well, it was my favorite part.
This comes from his sermon on Psalm 57, and the setting is so dramatic. David's not in a palace. He's hiding in a cave.
Running for his life from King Saul.
Right. He's among what he calls lions and enemies digging a pit for him. And in the middle of all that chaos, he says, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed.
But then Pastor Travis does this great word study. Fixed doesn't mean repaired, like fixing a car.
No, it means adhesive. It means sticky.
Sticky. And he used the most specific, incredible example I've ever heard. The D-Lo Monopox glue.
I had to look this up after. It's a heat-curing resin. And he mentioned a world record where just 3 grams of this stuff, a tiny little dab,
held 17.5 tons. He said it was the weight of a humpback whale.
Held up by 3 grams of glue. That is the image Pastor Travis wants us to have. That is how fixed, how sticky our hearts need to be to God. When 17 tons of pressure comes, you don't let go.
That is a sticky faith. And you need it. Because, as he says, the enemy is digging pits.
That kit metaphor is so strong. He uses the historical example of the Viet Cong digging pits with bamboo stakes and covering them with leaves.
The punji stick traps.
Exactly. The ground looks safe, but it isn't. You're just walking along, and suddenly you're in a world of hurt.
And he connects this to what he calls the Rolling Stone principle.
Wait, like the band?
He actually mentions the band. Says they got their name from a proverb. The principle is that if you dig a pit for someone else, you're the one who ends up falling into it.
The digger's peril.
Yeah. But his focus is on what happens when you are in that tight spot. He tells the story of Aaron Ralston.
Oh, the 127 hours guy trapped in the canyon.
Right. Pinned by a boulder for days. Had to, you know, amputate his own arm to survive. Mm. Pastor Travis uses this to set up this powerful metaphor about the rock, which is Christ.
This part gave me chills.
You too.
Yeah.
He said, if you fall on the rock, you're broken, meaning you're surrendered. But if the rock falls on you,
you're crushed. It's a call to surrender. But there was another story, the story of the Burnhams, that I think just perfectly shows what a fixed heart looks like.
Martin and Gracia Burnham, the missionaries in the Philippines.
Held captive for 376 days,
yeah.
Dragged through the jungle, starving, gunfights, just unimaginable suffering.
And Pastor Travis recounted that specific moment. Gracia was at her breaking point. She just couldn't take another day.
And her husband, Martin, he doesn't give her a big speech. He just asks her a question. He asks, can you trust God's grace for just a minute?
Just a minute. Not for the rest of your life. Not even for the rest of the day.
Just a minute. And that's it. That's a fixed heart in action. It's sticking to God like that glue, minute by minute, especially when you feel like you can't go on.
Can you trust God's grace for just a minute? Wow. That just takes all the pressure off, doesn't it? It makes survival manageable.
And it leads us right into the third part, the foundation and fruit. Because you don't just wake up with that kind of faith, you have to build it.
And this brings us to Psalm 112. Pastor Travis says the foundation for all this is praise. But not just, you know, singing songs.
No, it's a position of the heart. He used that fable about the canary and the crow. A man puts a singing canary in a cage with a squawking crow, thinking the crow will learn to sing.
Man, spoiler alert, the canary starts squawking.
Exactly. The crow didn't learn a thing, but the canary lost its song. It's about the contagiousness of negativity versus praise. Your environment matters.
You hang around crows, you start to squawk.
A fixed heart has to guard its environment. You have to be careful with your inputs if you want to maintain that adhesion.
And this builds into the legacy piece. He talked about generational impact.
This is so important. He brings up Judges 2.10, which is just a terrifying verse. It says, a generation arose that knew not the Lord. The baton was dropped.
It's the challenge of every generation, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he had that brilliant analogy for parenting, for leadership. The difference between a travel agent and a tour guide.
This was a real aha moment. A travel agent, they book your trip, tell you what it'll cost, and say, have fun. They stay behind.
They just point the way. Go read your Bible. Hope it works out.
Exactly. But a tour guide goes with you. They say, follow me. I've been here before. Watch your step right here. Pastor Travis is challenging us to be tour guides. Don't just tell people the way. Walk the way with them.
That's a huge distinction. Mm-hmm. And that's what produces the fruit. The final fruit he talks about is being a light.
He closed with that story of the rowboat, and it just tied everything together perfectly for me.
Go that one. It's so good.
A man is lost at sea in a storm. It's pitch black, he's terrified, and he sees this one tiny pinprick of light in the distance. And he just rows toward it all night long, thinking it's the shore.
He puts everything he has into getting to that light.
Everything. He fights the waves, locks on, and just rows. And when the sun finally comes up, he sees he's been following the small red light on the back of another rowboat.
That is profound.
It really is. The lesson is, you never know who is following your light in their storm. You might think you're just rowing, just trying to survive, but someone else is using your tiny light to guide them home.
That brings it all full circle. You start with the advantage, like Daniel. You learn the duty of how to handle that truth. Then you build that fixed heart, that sticky faith for the cave. And the result is you become that little red light for someone else.
It's a complete picture. It acknowledges the difficulty, the caves, the pits, the storms. But it offers a really sturdy hope.
It certainly does. And again, this is just the highlight reel. If any of this sparks something in you, please go listen to the full sermons from Pastor Tim Travis. You can find everything at faithwayfbc.com.
It is definitely worth your time.
So as we close, here's a final thought for you to chew on this week, and it goes back to that travel agent versus tour guide idea. In your own circle of influence, your family, your work, your friends, are you just selling them a destination, or are you actually walking the path with them?
That's the question.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
See you next time.